You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Earlier, we talked about welfare, but the money for one of the country's other safety net programs comes from a congressional bargain struck every 5 years in the Farm Bill. I'm talking about SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It's also referred to as food stamps. Usually, there's sort of a give and take between the members of Congress who want funding for farm programs and members who want to boost SNAP. Well, the first draft of this year's Farm Bill just came out. And to break it down, we have Catherine Boudreau, the food and agriculture reporter for Politico. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you give me a sense of kind of the broad outlines of this year's Farm Bill?
Yeah, the Farm Bill that was unveiled, one of the most contentious parts of it is the food stamp program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And basically what House Republicans would like to do is impose stricter work requirements on about 5 to 7 million low-income Americans. So that's out of about, 42 million who are on the program right now. Many are already exempted from, would be exempted from these new stricter work requirements, if you're taking care of a child who's under six or you're disabled or elderly. But also they want to tighten eligibility to qualify for food stamps. And then they want to take the money that is saved from some of those proposals and put it back into state work and training programs, because Republicans are really interested in getting people back to work and onto self-sufficiency is really what they're saying. That's definitely the most contentious part right now.
Traditionally, the Farm Bill is something that's passed every 5 years, and there's sort of this bipartisan coalition of people who represent farm states, people who represent constituencies that use SNAP, and people are able to come to an agreement. Does that seem to be the case this year? It feels a little thornier.
It certainly is more thorny. We have long said that the Farm Bill is one of the last vestiges of bipartisanship because of the coalition that you mentioned. It's usually a coalition of moderate Republican and Democrats who might be from rural America or have constituents in urban areas who are in need of food assistance. And also the Farm Bill is kind of a misnomer because it covers such a vast array of programs, whether it's rural development or research or, developing foreign markets overseas, for example. It all funds those types of programs. So, right now it's just an increasingly partisan atmosphere in Washington, and the Farm Bill has kind of fallen into that trap.
What happens then to some of these other programs? There's a lot at stake. I mean, farmers and ranchers look at this for commodity subsidies and other things there. What about that part of it?
Right. So the nutrition title of the Farm Bill accounts for about 80% of the spending. But of course, then there's this other 20% of spending that goes to, a lot of it goes to farmers and ranchers in the form of commodity subsidies, crop insurance. Also, if they need help adopting conservation practices on their land, it's a kind of a symbol of certainty right now in such a rocky environment, especially with President Donald Trump's trade agenda. So anytime I talk to farmers and ranchers, their number one concern is trade, because that's basically a lot of farmers, especially in the livestock sector, soybeans, they've spent the last however many years kind of building up their production because there's a lot of demand from China. They need some hope of certainty, I think.
Well, how does trade play into this? I would imagine, as you mentioned, that there is real nervousness about the Trump administration's trade position for some of these folks who rely on exports.
Yeah, certainly. And the Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, has said that lawmakers might want to, take a look at the Farm Bill and see if it could help in times of a depressed farm economy as a result of trade retaliation. But actually, the USDA has this kind of special tool. It's called the Commodity Credit Corporation. It's a very obscure agency. It's essentially kind of like a bank. I mean, they can borrow up to $30 billion from the Treasury at any one time. And I think that's the tool that they would use to stabilize the farm economy. But of course, they don't think farmers and ranchers really want that. I've talked to a lot who have said, I'd rather, sell on the market instead of relying on a government payment.
The Farm Bill, is in its infancy in this version right now. What are the things that you're watching as this moves forward?
Right now, we are watching how the right flank of the Republican Party in the House responds, because they're kind of they don't really like farm subsidies or the food stamp program. You know, not, you know, wholesale, yeah, don't like it. But of course, they're opposed to a large amount of spending or and would, are interested in welfare reform, for example, just like House Speaker Paul Ryan. And so we're watching to see how they respond, because right now, without Democratic support in the House, it's unlikely that the bill can pass if the House Freedom Caucus also isn't on board.
Catherine Boudreau, who covers food and agriculture for Politico, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.